Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au. Let's talk about
Tex.
And he joins us now, Jars. Yes, but this is a man we've been wanting to catch up with because we did hear a little rumour, and I haven't heard it yet, but we're going to play it in a sec, that he's been saying a few things behind our back. Let's play it, Hodo.
Now, Tex, did you knife your mate on the weekend? I heard you're on DSL with Jars.
Yes, I was.
Where was Burn?
I was lucky enough. Burn, no, he had an RDO. I'm calling him Bernie Rosciutto Vince. Has more RDOs than he does work. But no, he called. It was good for Bernie to call in and say good day. But it was good fun with Jars on Sunday morning after playing golf with him on Friday afternoon. Geez, what a expertise that was.
I can imagine.
What happened there?
He's got no patience whatsoever, Jar. So he teed off on the first at Glenelg. Lost the first ball, put it over onto the sixth fairway. Didn't bother going to look at it. Then teed up the next one because we played five ball Ambrose. Mm-hmm. Teed the next one up, put it straight into the drink.
Yep.
And then this is what you want to know, Dits. I had a putt from about 25 foot, and guess where it went?
Where?
Right in the back of the hole.
Straight in the hole.
What was he dressed in, Jars? He would have been pretty loud, I guess, with his clothing.
No, I think most of his clothes were given to him from Lululemon. He was wearing Lululemon. I could not believe it. They were tighter than, you know what. It was good fun playing with Jars.
Yeah, what is going on there? I did have a bit of a giggle when I was listening to that, but what's going on? You potting us again.
That's a drive-by.
What were the three words that your show stands for?
Trust, honesty, and passion.
Well, that's exactly what I did, boys. I was honest as I was. You wore tight clothes, Jars. You had no patience on the golf course. You lost your balls. And Bernie, you do have more RDOs than Ruth. What do you want from me?
That's the only thing that wasn't true.
Yeah, you bloody idiot.
And it's Lululemon, you knucklehead.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Lululemon.
He's trying to make it fancy for you, Jars. It's your mates he's looking after.
Well, you're my golf coach.
Yeah, well,
Ben, we can't put up with this.
He's completely lost it, Tex. Now, I hear a little rumour that you're going to do special comments this weekend at the SANFL Grand Final. Are you up to speed with the SANFL comp and its players? Yes. Have you been studying?
Yeah. Oh, certainly, boys. Yeah, I've been doing study. This is my first bit of homework I've done in about 30 years. I will be looking forward to it, Papa, won't we?
Here we are, mate.
Special comments. Yep. I think our big ginger fan of pants sauce jokers will be down on the boundary, and then we got our big bozo Brett Biglands and Yoda calling the game, I think.
Here we have Yoda.
That's our team. Geez. The tradition continues on. This is our fifth SANFL Grand Final, and we've always had cracking games too.
It's a bit of a worry though, Jars, because we've got two ruckmen and the air takes a little bit longer to get to their heads. So for the listeners out there, the game might be about 10 to 15 seconds behind play. So we'll do our best.
A bit of delay. So if you're up to, you know who's playing this weekend?
Glenelg and South Adelaide, aren't they?
Yep, you've been doing your homework. That's brilliant. Hey, prelim final weekend in the AFL. How many prelims did you play in? It's a big occasion.
Played in two, Bernard. I'm 50-50, so we lost in, I think it was 2-12 to Hawks.
Yeah.
And then we beat Geelong in 2-17. Yep.
Any advice for the young Port Adelaide players that are going to run out tomorrow night in front of a big crowd, big home crowd, big... Well, the thing is with prelims, there's so much on the end of it when you win. To get that spot in the grand final, any advice?
I said on Triple M earlier this week, outside the grand final, these are the best games. Obviously, the reward that you get to play in the grand final the next week's massive. So they're going to be a couple of cracking games, I reckon.
They certainly are. Could go either way, both of them. Brad Crouch coming out again.
The obvious burn.
Well, it's been they're both even money. They haven't been like that for years, Jars. There's always someone that's favourites. Go back to 2017. Adelaide were hot favourites
Red
to win
hot.
At home. So
what then passed is out. 50-50 chance.
Oh, no shit, Sherlock.
Who can you?
What?
Put Hugo on. Can we get North?
Yeah, I'll
put him on.
His...
because, honestly, he here he goes.
Hugo, he... yeah, speak, mate.
Here you go. It's, you're the most unluckiest kid in the world having him as your father. But
Uncle
hey, Brad Crouch came out again today. He stated he wants to start the Adelaide Footy Club. Give us a percentage of him staying at the Footy Club, and you know percentages out of 100.
He's probably 90-20, I reckon.
90-20.
Oh, I'm joking, Joe. No, I don't know, mate. Certainly, that's something that he needs to go through with his manager in the footy club. So, for all Crows fans, we'd love him to stay, and hopefully that'll be sorted out in the coming, I don't know, few weeks or months. So,
Texan, before we let you go, who's going to win tomorrow night, Port Adelaide or the Richmond Footy Club?
Oh, I think Port playing at home is going to be a massive advantage. Yeah. So. Yeah, hate to say it, but I reckon Port might beat the Tigs. Yeah.
Mate, we have Tommy Jonas on every second week, the Port Adelaide captain. This is what he said about our very own Tex Walker.
Tex this morning was saying DBJ should get it, so I think he's trying to throw us off the centre bit. He might want the
Tex has had a big off-season.
Yeah, I know. I spoke to him the other day. Couldn't put two words together, but...
there's clips everywhere.
Oh, you're confident now from the Port Adelaide captain.
No, he just got a little bit shirty the other day because I texted him. Hugo was lucky enough to meet his little daughter Matilda, and he liked what he saw. So I thought I'd send him.
You sent him a warning for later on in life.
I sent him a warning.
As long as he doesn't have nightmares and dreams like his dad on the couch does.
Hey!
Hey.
Listen to the podcast on the Dead Set Legends to find out why that is not for this time slot. Tex Walker for Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle, our house, your home.
See you on Sunday, mate. Be ready to go.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Ben.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.